The next patient is Irma Colon. The last name is C-O-L-O-N, first name, I-R-M-A. Number one, 63-year-old Hispanic female that is following the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 5. Kidney biopsy was never done. The patient has severe hypertension, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft in 2007. She has a multinodular goiter that is followed by endocrinology, period. There is no history of cancer in the family. The concerning point is the continued deterioration of the kidney function. In October 25th of 2023, serum creatinine went up to 3.6. The BUN is 52. The GFR is 14. The patient has a potassium of 4.8, sodium 143, chloride 110, and CO2 of 20. There is no indication at the present time for renal replacement therapy. However, taking into consideration that the patient has shown decrease of the kidney function in a short period of time since in November of 21st of this year, the serum creatinine was 4.2 and the GFR 11 with a CO2 of 16, the patient was advised to consider renal replacement therapy, period. She is very reluctant to consider hemodialysis since the patient has the husband that is undergoing hemodialysis because of diabetes mellitus. And she has seen the continued and fast deterioration of his condition. She doesn't have the vascular accesses that has been placed, and several other observations prevent her to lean towards hemodialysis. And the possibility of peritoneal dialysis was also presented, and I asked her to consider seriously the placement of a peritoneal dialysis catheter if she is so desires, period. I am I am going to let the primary care physician via this communication and via telephone to know my concerns because of the dangerous situation that is confronted now. Number two, arterial hypertension out of control. When I mention the exchange of amlodipine with nifedipine, at least give 30 milligrams POBID. The patient is reluctant because she has been evaluated by cardiologist Dr. Nunes, N-U-N-E-Z, like in Zulu, and he was told that she can never stop the use of the amlodipine. Following number, coronary artery disease that is evaluated by Dr. Nunes. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of statins. Following number, anemia related to CKD. We're going to reevaluate the case in 2 weeks. However, as mentioned before, we are going to get in touch with the primary and for him to help us motivating the patient to consider renal replacement therapy. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory work card, 20 minutes talking to the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.